Okay, good morning. We're up to Daf Gimel. We're on the first line of Daf Gimel, Amud Aleph. Today's shiur is sponsored by Avrumi and Chavi Khan, Le'ilu Nishmas Moshe Eliezer ben Binyamin HaKohen. So we said yesterday that in order to have a get be a good get, we said yesterday that the reason why the Chachamim instituted the Amira of B'fanei Nechtam, was really to be as a kula for a woman. So she should not remain an iguna. That's what we said yesterday. Fine. So now the Gemara says, which someone asked, we asked this at the end of shiur yesterday, hi kulahu? What kind of kula is that? Chumrahu. It's a chumrah. It's worse. It's much worse now that you're having one person come and say, b'fanei nechtav. It's worse. It's a chumrah. You know why? De'im itztrachas leitrei. If it would require two people, lo asi bal ma'ar er upasale, then the husband could never come and ruin this get. We have two edim on a get. The husband could never come ruin it. But now, chad, now that we only have one, asi bal uma'ar er upasale, the husband can come and be pasale it. The husband can come and pasale it. So why? How could the husband come and pasale it? He could certainly cause problems, because he'll be one against one. As we're going to say later on today, get is very different. Because a get, the bal davar, meaning the husband, has the right sometimes to complain about it. So, right now, normally, if I lend you $100 and I write a I can't complain about it. But here, a husband can. So how does this a kula for a woman, a guna? Fine. But the husband's always lurking in the background, making problems. If there'd be two aged, that could never be allowed. The Gemara answers, no, kivan the amar mar. Since we said, bifnei kama nos no law, in front of how many do you have to do this, give this get to the woman? In other words, yes, we're going to allow one aid. But in front of how many? That's a machlokas later on. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina, chalama bifnei beiz, v'chalama bifnei gimel. One says in front of two, and one says in front of three. They're arguing about whether the guy who brings it will become the third. But either way, you're saying it in front of two people. Or you're going to say this in front of three people. Therefore, so meikara meidak dayik, the shliach, according to Rashi, the shliach knows that the husband could come and make a problem. So he doesn't want to make himself look like a fool. So he's going to go and say b'fanei nechtav, and then the husband's going to come and make him into a liar. Because it's really in front of a beis din, two or three. So the shliach will be darn sure. He'll make 100% certain. He's going to make certain that the husband's really sincere. And the husband really wants to give this get. And you know what? He's not going to ruin himself. He's not going to ruin himself and make himself look bad. So he's going to be so certain. He's going to check it out so much that the husband really is sincere about this. So now a month later, the husband shows up and says, no, I never meant it. The whole thing is a lie. The whole thing is a forgery. The whole thing is no good. I'm not going to believe him. The shliach went to such great lengths to make sure it's all true, we're not going to believe the Baal. So therefore, it's not a chumrah. It's only a kula. So ask the Tiferes Yaakov, if this is such a kula, that women can help out a woman, so then why don't we institute it in Eretz Yisrael? Have one aid come, and say, b'fanei nechtav, and there you go. It's a big kula for a woman. Why don't we say that? Right, we said only in the chutz arts we're going to do this. What about Eretz Yisrael too? It's a big kula. Helps out women; they won't be stuck. So he answers because the whole chashash over here is, according to Rava, the whole chashash is that you're not going to have people who can establish the testimony. But in Israel, it doesn't apply. So in Israel, the husband's never going to have an idea in his head. Oh, I'll go ruin this get for the. He's not going to get off the ground. The husband knows he's not going to get off the ground. Why is he not going to get off the ground? Because Eretz Yisrael is a place where there are always people that can verify testimony. So he's never going to have a half a mina that he's going to succeed. I'm going to go and make an error on the get. He's never going to get to first base. And he knows that. So there's no reason to make this whole din. It's only in chutz la'aretz where the whole chashash even applies. Because no one can verify these testimonies. So therefore, we have to have one guy come and say, no, we'll find out if it's fine. Eretz Yisrael, the whole issue doesn't get off the ground. Therefore, there's no reason to. It's not a kula in Israel. Well, it doesn't make a difference. Fine. Next. Now, Ula Rava, according to Rava, the Amar Lefisha Ein Edim Mitzriim Lekaimo. This is the exact same thing we said yesterday on Rabba. Now we're saying it on Rava. Ula Rava, according to Rava. Before we do Rava, just one. The Tosfos of Hai says the following thing. Says the following story. He says as follows. He says, we know, we learned this in Yevamos. Let's say a 1-8 comes and says, Mrs. So-and-so, her husband, I saw him die. Saw him die? I was in the battlefield with him, and he was killed. And you know what? Now she's an almana, she can get remarried now. So what's the halacha? The halacha is, we allow that. Right? For the purposes of a woman remarrying, we believe one person. We believe 1-8, and we say, what's going to happen if the husband shows up? He never really died. Then we very machmir. We make her divorce both people. She can never go back to husband number one, and she can't go back to husband number two. So what the Gemara says, we're very makel in the beginning, we believe 1-8, but we're very machmir at the end. So the Gemara says, so don't be so makel, don't be so machmir. So the Gemara answers, no, because of the guna. We don't want to be so strict. We don't want her to be stuck. So because of iguna, we're makel. So Tosfos says over there, the Gemara doesn't say that's a kula that turns into a chumra. So machmer at the end. The Gemara doesn't say that. So Tosfos says, what do you want? You want her to get 2 edim to say he died in the battlefield? There aren't 2 edim. There's only one guy. What do you want from the person? What do you want? Right? We're doing our best. Here, the husband gets hired, another guy. Doesn't want to hire, it's a cheapskate. It's too bad. It's not a reason. But on the battlefield, well, how could we require more? Maybe there aren't 2 edim. So Tosfos, that's what Rav Moshe Feinstein says, that, even though we wouldn't say this on our own, that a husband showing up after, the rule is that when a woman wants to get remarried on the basis of 1-8, she has to do her own investigations to try to ensure that he's telling the truth. And if she does her investigations and she gets remarried and he shows up, well, very much, we make her divorce both. So Moshe says, her checking out doesn't really do anything. Her checking out is just as, it's a hunch, fine. But the husband showing up later is just as probable or just as possible as the husband making problems by a get. We would never have thought that. So the husband comes and says, if a man comes and says, the husband died, believe the guy. But him showing up later, so therefore the cases are similar, and Tosfos has to ask this question and gives his answer. Fine, next. What? Right. That's what we tell her. If you want to believe this man, the consequences are on your shoulders. Right? You want to believe him? Go. We'll be makel for you. But you should just know that the consequences can be on your head. So the only way they can be a mamzer is if the husband shows up. So why are we being so makel? It's a huge chumra. She'll have mamzerim. The answer is because of iguna. Right? So it's really a chumra. So Tosfos says, what do you want from us? What can we do different? How can we get? We can't bring 2 edim. He's on a battlefield. What do you want from us? So that's what Tosfos says. Okay, next. Ula Rava, and according to Rava, the Amar Lefisha Ein Edim Mitzurim Lekaimo, Rava says because Edim are not frequent, right? Therefore, we are going to require b'fonenechdam. So Liboy Trei. So why are we having one person come? We should have 2 people come. We asked this yesterday on Rava. Now we're asking it on Rava. Make 2 people. Midi Dehavi Akim Shtar is the Alma. Isn't this like every case of establishing a star? You always need 2 people to establish a star. But you have one. So the Gemara answers the same answer. Aid echad nemun v'isurin. No. All you need is 1 aid to make something regarding isurin. All you need is 1 person to say, I know that meat's kosher. Like we said yesterday, I know that mikvah's kosher. All you need is 1 person. So the Gemara says, but this is not a case like that. Emer darmin aid echad nemun v'isurin. When do we say the rule of aid echad nemun v'isurin that we only believe one? We don't need 2. Kigon, for example, chaticha. Let's say you have a piece of meat. Safek shel chelev, safek shel shuman. I don't know. Is this kosher meat? Is it not kosher meat? I don't know. I will believe my friend who will come along and say, or my wife, no, it's kosher meat. I bought in the. Delo is chazak isura. There's no chazakah that it's asa. We don't know either way. No chazakah. But Abul Hacha, but over here it's Chazak Isura, the Eishes Ish. She was a married woman. We knew she's a married woman. You want to change her status from making her married into unmarried? That's not a question of Isser. That's a question of Havidav Shabbat Erva. It's a question of Erva. We're going to take a married woman, which is us to the whole world, except the husband, and make her into mother to the whole world. Havidav Shabbat Erva, Ve'ein Dav Shabbat Erva, Pachas Mibayz. Dav Shabbat Erva, you need to wait him for that. So how on earth are we allowing one aid to come and say, Bafan and Ephtav? How are we allowing the Shlef to do that? So the Gemara answers, Bedinhu the Bekiyim Shtaros Nami Loli Boy. Now you know what? Really, when it comes to establishing a shtar, you don't need to. You know why not? Kedim Rish Lakish, because Rish Lakish had a principle. Dama Rish Lakish, Edim Achasumin Al Hashtar. If Edim sign a document, Nasa Kamisha Nechkura Edusim Bebezdin. It's as if that document was scrutinized in Bezdin. It already went through a scrutiny in Bezdin. How did it do that? Just by virtue of the signatures. We're going to flesh this out a little bit on another base. So therefore, you don't really need two. You don't need two people now. The Edim themselves establish this as a document. So now I don't need two people to come and say it's a good document. V'rabbanan hu de'itzrich. It was a requirement of the Rabbanan. Right? It was a din of the Rabbanan. Why did the Rabbanan require it? Why don't you need it? So Rashi says that no one's ever going to be a chutzpah, right? Rashi says to lo chatzif inish lezufe. Who would have the nerve to forge a document? Pinei Shur says everybody would have the nerve. The question is who would have the nerve and know they're not going to get caught? Who could guarantee they're not going to get caught? So who? Nobody would do that. So really, the signatures themselves is enough. But the Rabbanan who de'itzrich, the Rabbanan made a requirement. Why did the Rabbanan make a requirement? Because they wanted to make sure, right? We said yesterday there could be rare cases where we want to make sure that there's two people. V'hacha, but over here, bishum iguna ikilu by Rabbanan. Really, you don't need two aids to establish a document. So it's a din de Rabbanan for whatever reason. They want to be more machmir and make sure that documents are established. Really, the aids themselves is enough. Who would sign a document if it wasn't authentic? Who would do that? Nobody would do that. They're only going to get caught. So, really, you don't even need it. But it's a takana, the rabbana, we have it anyway. So for iguna, we makel. So the Gemara says, the same question. Hai kulahu? Chumrahu. What kind of kula is that? That's a chumrah. You know why? The e master chleitrei. If you would make two guys come and say b'fana nechtav, if you would require that, then lo asibal ma'aru pasale. The husband can never come. The husband can never show up to make things worse. Chad, but if you have one, asibal uma'aru upasale. Then if you have one aid saying b'fana nechtav, right? Really, you don't need anybody. But we require two, so for him we're makel. Now makel? He's going to show up and say, yeah, b'fana nechtav. And the Baal's going to come and say, what are you talking about? It's one against one, that's a problem. So the Gemara answered the same answer we said before. Kivan de Amar Mar, since we were going to say that b'fnei kama nas nulo, in front of how many does this person give it? He doesn't give it to her with nobody there. So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina, Chalav Rifnei Shnayim, Chalav Rifnei Gimel. Some say two, some say three. Well, they're only arguing on whether the guy himself can become one of the Dayanim, either yes or no. But the point is, there are other people in the room, at least two other people. And you know what? Meikor Meidak Dayek. This Shliach is going to make sure, like we said before, he's going to be 100% certain that this Baal was sincere. Why? Because otherwise he's going to look ridiculous. He's going to come and say, b'fana nechtav, and then a day later, the husband comes and says, well, who are you? I never told you to come. So the shliach knows this is a possibility. Shliach doesn't want this to happen. He doesn't want to be made into a fool. So he's going to make 100% certain. It's all built in. It's going to be 100% certain that the husband was sincere. And you know what? V'lo asi l'urei nafshei. He's not going to make himself into a fool. He's not going to ruin his own reputation. So therefore, when he comes and says, "Bifonai nechtaf," in front of two or three people, you can take that to the bank. And therefore, it's really a kula. It's really a kula. Next. V'rava mai taima lo amar karaba. Why doesn't Rava hold like Rava? Why doesn't Rava require Lashma? Why isn't he so concerned about Lashma? Why not? Now, we said yesterday, at the end of yesterday's daf, that really, everybody, even Rava holds that most people are bucking in Lashma, even in Chutz Laaretz. Really, we said that. So why does Rava require it? In the very rare case that a man's going to find a get in the street with the same names as him and his wife, and then there won't be Lashma. But what about a Stama Sofer? Stama Sofer in Chutz Laaretz knows about Lashma. That's not a chashash. That's not a problem. Everybody knows the halacha about Lashma. Doesn't matter where you live. The whole chashash was, he's going to find a get in the street. So ask the Mefarshim, ask the Achronim, so maybe Rava doesn't hold from that chashash. Maybe Rava doesn't hold from that chashash. That's a very unusual chashash. For that chashash, we're requiring a guy to save a fun and nechtav. Doesn't hold from that chashash. The Gemara says, V'rava, my time, alo ama karaba. You know why? Because it's an hofnat chashash. So, the Ritvot, right, we showed him asked that question already. So the Ritvot says, we know that already, we know that. The only reason we're asking this question is, the Gemara does it sometimes, we're trying to flesh out his shita, what he really holds, what his opinion is, and to see if we can find support for him in the Mishnah. That's what the Ritvot says. That's why we're asking this question. We know the answer. The answer is, he doesn't hold from the chashash. That's the Ritva. That's the Rajva. I'm sorry, the Rajva. That's the Rajva quoting other people. The Rajva himself suggests it's true. It's a very, very far-fetched chashash, but Rabbis holds from it. Rabbis concerned. The last thing we want in the world is mamzerim. So we want people to be fully divorced. It's such a machmir. It's true. It's a big chumrah, but there's a reason for it. The reason is we don't want a woman to not know if they're divorced or not. And maybe Rava would agree that it's a very valid chashash. Okay. So, v'rava my time below makarava amalach. I'll tell you, mikatani b'fon anechtav l'shma b'fon anechtam l'shma. Does it say? Do you say b'fon anechtav l'shma? B'fon anechtav l'shma? No, you say b'fon anechtav. Therefore, if l'shma is such a concern, say l'shma. It must be. It's not even an issue. Otherwise, why would you just say l'shma? Can't you add another word? So the Gemara says, that's a very good question. But Rava, why don't you say before Nechal Lashma? So Rava says, V'rava, B'din hu d'lifni hachi. Really you should. Really you should make them say it. But you know what? Ela d'im mafshitz le dibure, if you make them say extra words, asi l'migziye, they're going to come to cut them off. If you make them say before Nechtav Lashma, they'll just say before Nechtav. They'll cut off the third word. People do that all the time. So the Gemara says, Hashtanami, Asil Migzie. Now, I'm also going to cut off the words. You want to make them say Bifonai Nechtav, they're just going to say Bifonai. Even though that in context, that's meaningless. Bifonai what? But maybe that'll happen. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a chashash. Chadami Tlas, Goyes. One from three, that people will do. They'll cut off one word out of three. Chadami Tarti Lo Goyes. No one's going to do that. Why is no one going to do that? Because it doesn't make any sense. You can't say a word that makes. You can't say a phrase with one word that makes no sense. Bifonai. But somebody would say bifonai nechtav and leave out the lishma. That somebody would do. So therefore, Rabbi says, you're right. I would require it to say bifonai nechtav lishma. But I know people, and people are going to stop saying that word. So the whole thing will be undermined. So therefore, don't say it. They prove from here that this was a big discussion, but this is one of the riots. That when the aide comes and says fun and echtav, he has to say it in Hebrew, because in other languages it could be more than three words or less than three words. Right? The Gemara is saying fun and echtav l'shma. What about if you say it in a different language? It could be a whole different dynamic. How many words you say? They're being very very medactic here on the number of words. So to bring a raya from here has to be said in Lashon Kodesh. Now v'rabba. My time, lo amar karava. So why didn't Rava hold like Rava? Why didn't Rava hold like Rava? Right? What's Rava's concern? Rava's concern was Edom. So why didn't Rava have a problem with Edom? Edom coming, that who's going to be able to establish these Edom? Or didn't Rabba hold like Rava? So the Gemara says, Amalach, if that's true, Imkein, Nisni, Befonai Nechtam. All it should say is, Befonai Nechtam, Vesu Lo. Doesn't say, Befonai Nechtav, Lomali. Why am I saying Befonai Nechtav? If the whole issue is about Edim, why am I saying Befonai Nechtav? That was written, I saw it written, who cares? I went to the stationery store. I bought myself a pre-printed get. We added in the names. Why did I say Befonai Nechtav Lishma? Obviously, all we care about is more than the Edom. Right? I'm sorry. Rabbi, my time alone. Right? Befonai Nechtav Lomali. If all you care about is the Edom, why are you saying Befonai Nechtav? Shma mina be'inan Lishma. It must be to the Shma issue. So Rava knows that. So for Rava will say as follows. B'din hu d'lisni hachi. Really, you're right. It doesn't have to say b'fanei nechtav. You're right. It doesn't have to say it. So why am I saying it? Elo de'im kein, asi la'achlufle, b'kiim shtaris da'alma, b'eid echad. You know what's going to happen? If all they have to say is b'fanei nechtam, people will confuse kiim shtaros of a get with kiim shtaros of every other document. Every other document, we require two people. Here, we're requiring one. So I forced them to say, B'fanei Nechtav L'shma. I'm sorry, I forced them to say, B'fanei Nechtav. That's going to... Hey, why are they saying that? Oh, this is a get for women. Oh, it's a different story. It's a L'shma, not L'shma, I'm sorry, it's different rules. We're allowing one, we're Mekil. If I wouldn't have that, then the people would think, oh, any document, all you need is one aid. And that's not true. Only by get we need one aid because we're making for iguna. Every other document you need two. Therefore, says Rava, I require them to say b'fanei nechtav. It's totally unnecessary. I wouldn't require it, but I do require it for this very. I don't want the people to mix it up with other documents. So the Gemara says, how are you going to mix it up with other documents? V'rabba, mi dami. What hasam by other documents? All you need is yadinon. All you need is that they should say, I know. I know what? I know this is a good document. You don't have to say I was there. All you have to say is, I know. Hacha b'fanai. Here you have to say, I was there. I was in the room. That's one difference. Hasam, over there, by other documents, we said this yesterday. Isha lo mehemna. We would never believe a woman. A woman can't come and say, yeah, I know that Reuven owes Shimon $100. I know. It's a document. Yeah, I know that document. We would never allow a woman. Hacha isha mehemna. Here we allow women. A woman could come and bring the get and say, b'fanei nechtav, let a woman do that. You're so concerned, it's not going to get mixed up. So the rules here are all different. Also, baldav hasan, by a regular case, regular shtar, baldav lo mehemnin. The Baal Dover can't come and cause. Am I signature on a document for $100? No, it's a forgery. That we left that guy out of court. Hachan over here, Baal Dover Behemnin. The husband can come and cause huge problems. What do you mean we're going to mix this up with other documents? It's so different. So says Rava, no, it's not so different. V'Rava Amar Lacha, Atu Hacha, Ki Amri Adanan, Milo Mehemni. And what if over here, the discussion what this means, but we'll do it simple. What if over here the Edom come and say, Yodan, and we know? Again, Rava doesn't require Lishma. All he requires is Edom. So what, the actual Nusach is make such a... actual Nusach is so ma'akev? No. And what if they say the word Yodanin? Kivan d'chiyam Yodanin mehemni? Wouldn't we believe them? Certainly would. So then for us, Yilachlufa b'kiyam shtaris ba'alva b'dei eid achad. They're going to come to mix up eid achad. By other documents that we don't want to have, therefore I made them say an extra lashon of b'fanei nechtav. Right? What about the other two concerns? What about the other two differences about women and a baal? So the mefarshim say that's very. The Chasam Sofer says it already. The Ritva says that really the ikker question was only on the fact of the different lashon. What a woman's going to bring? That's not going to happen. That's very unusual. What, a Baal Dover is going to come and own the same guy? It's a little far-fetched. So, that's far-fetched, these are unusual concerns, they're valid, but they're so rare that that wouldn't cause anybody to mix up with regular, normal, everyday, run-of-the-mill cases. The fact that the different nusach certainly would, therefore he has an answer. His answer is that the nusach doesn't make a difference. Fine. Next. Ulurabba da'amah lefisha ein bekiyin l'shma. According to Rava, who is very concerned about l'shma, man haitana the boy ksivu l'shma, who is the author of our Mishnah that requires ksivu l'shma and uba'i chasimu l'shma and requires a chasimu l'shma? Why? Because as we said before, Rava said b'fana nechtav l'shma and b'fana nechtam l'shma, and the only reason why I don't say the word l'shma is because the Edom will stop saying it. But I require, so who requires that a get has to be written l'shma and signed l'shma? As we're going to see, there's a fundamental machlokas here about get, and nobody says that. Nobody says that. Why? E Reb Meir, if it's Reb Meir, Reb Meir holds chasima ba'i, kisifa lo ba'i. Reb Meir holds very unusual shita. It does not have to be written l'shma. It just has to be signed l'shma. The written, a monkey can write it. It makes no difference. It has to be signed l'shma. Aye, doesn't it say in the Torah, v'kasav v'nasan? You'll write it and you'll give it. So the Chasam Sofer says, that if you require ksiva l'shma, then the Torah should have said v'kasav la krithus ba'sefer. Since it says v'kasav la sefer krithus, it's mashmash already written. Others say he has a pasuk from Yirmiyahu that it's in Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis Yud Aleph that says v'kasav ba'sefer v'chosum. So you see that ksiva could really be ksima. We don't hold like Reb Meir. But that's a mere shita. All you require is the signing. So why, according to Rava, would you say b'fanedech tav l'shma? It was written l'shma. We don't care who wrote it. It's irrelevant. What's the matter?
I'm just thinking maybe the whole l'shma is for the crazy case of where a guy's going to find a get in the street.
Right.
So maybe we want to make it harder for him to give a get.
Interesting. We're going to ask a similar question to you in a second. Ditnan, how do you know that he holds that it can't, that all we care about is the chasima? Because the Gemara says, "Ein kosu b'mechumah l'karker." You can't write a get on something attached to the ground. You can't write a get on the leaf of a tree. Why not? Because it says v'kasa v'nosan. You have to write it and be able to give it. There can be nothing in between. So you can't write it, then cut it off, and then give it. Because there's an extra step in there. However, says Reb Meir, kasva al mechumah l'karker. If you wrote it on something attached to the ground, talsho, then you cut it off. Then chasmo, then you signed it, vinastila, and you gave it to a kosher. It's kosher. You know why? Because I don't care about the writing. It's irrelevant. All I care about is the signing. The signing was done immediately followed by the giving. That's all you need, says Reb Meir. Now, e Rebbe Eliezer, e Rebbe Lazar, if it's Rebbe Lazar, he holds ksiva boy, chasima lo boy. He holds ksiva has to be lishma and not the chasima. Right? He holds, we don't care about the Edim, all we care about is the Kesiva. Now, therefore, who's the Tana of our Mishnah? So the Gemara is going to answer, we're not going to finish the question today, we're going to finish it tomorrow. So just for 2 minutes, I think that Rabbi Kiva Eger might be asking your question, Josh. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, I have a Tana, I'll tell you who. Later on in the Masechta, on Pei Vav, where the main machlokas between Reb Meir and Rabbi Elazar appear, it's the machlokas of Edi Chasima Karsi. Is it the Edi Chasima that finished this marriage? That's Reb Meir's opinion. Or is it Edi Kesiva? Is it the writing, the Edim who write it? That's Rabbi Elazar. We'll talk about that in a minute. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, later on Pei Vav, the Gemara is going to say that the Sofer can combine with one of the Edim, and his writing, just by virtue of the fact that he wrote it, that can combine with one of the Edim. It's a very unusual thing. Shmuel is going to say it later on. The Sofer can combine. So when you have two Edim, you really have three. And when you have one, you really have two. Because the Sofer himself can combine. Right? That's what Shmuel says later on. But what do you see from here? You see from here that it has to be written now, l'shma. That even the writing has to be l'shma. And the signing has to be l'shma. So Rabba can hold like Shmuel. I'm sorry. the Mishnah can go like Rabba about Lashma and like Shmuel. So we have a Tana. We have a Tana. Now, who's that going to be like? It's going to be like Remeir. Because Remeir requires the Edim to be Edi Chasima Karsi. Combine that with the Kasiva of the Sofer, which now also has to be written in Shema, since he's one of the Edim now, as Shmuel said, that Sofer turns into an Ed. Therefore, you have Kasiva Lashma and Chasima Lashma, according to Rabba, according to Remeir. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger's question. Right? Following? Now, the question gets stronger. Let's say the sofer writes it shalol lishma. Let's say the sofer writes it shalol lishma. This is the kicker. This is the question. Let's say the sofer writes it shalol lishma. What's going to happen now? But there are two Eden that wrote it lishma. There are two Eden that signed it lishma. So if the sofer wrote it shalol lishma, according to Reb Meir, and two Eden sign it, and we also said that the sofer becomes one of the Eden. Right? What do you have now? You have now a case of Nimta Echad Mehem Karav Apostle. Right? Three people walk into Beis Din, but two of them are related. No, four people walk into Beis Din, but two of them are related. Right? What happens? The whole Edus gets thrown out. We don't say, yeah, but we have two others over here that are good. You don't say that. We don't say such a din. So here, same thing. You have three Edim now, but one of them is no good. Why is one no good? Because he wrote a Shalol Lishma. So therefore, what do we have now? We have now nothing. So what do you see? That we have someone who holds Ksiva Lishma and Chasima Lishma. Who? It's Remeir, according to the opinion of Shmuel over there in Peivav. You hear? So Rabbi Kiva Eger answers, it's not true. Let's say the only time we say this rule of Nimsa Echad and Karav Apostle is only where the guf of the aid is no good. For example, a woman is no good, she's not an aid. Or a relative, or a gambler, all these types of people. Here, what's the problem? The problem is Lashma. Nothing to do with the guf of the aid himself. It's a Lashma issue. So you know what? It doesn't make a difference. He wrote a Shalol Lashma. That's not going to ruin the aidim. Who signed it? It's perfectly fine. All the answers are very similar. Either it's not a Gerushin issue. It's not an Edus issue. The Shlishma doesn't have nothing to do with Edus. It has to do with testimony. It has to do with Gittin. It's a Hilchos Gittin issue. Hilchos Gittin written Shalol Lashma. It wouldn't ruin anything else. Therefore, we do not have a Tana Tar Mishnah. So I just try to prove.
Why we're not worried about Lishma in Eretz Yisrael?
Why we're not worried about Lishma in Eretz Yisrael? Because everybody in Eretz Yisrael knows about Lishma. Everybody knows about it. They're much more concerned, they're much more focused on Lishma than in Chutz La'aretz. Then we said that even in Chutz La'aretz also they're interested in Lishma. The only problem is they might find a get in the street.
Right,
so maybe that chashash doesn't apply in Eretz Yisrael.
Why not?
Because they're much more careful. They're much more careful. They would never allow that. That's the only thing we have left about Lishma. So we don't have a Tana Tar Mishnah. Now, just to talk for a few minutes about Remeir's opinion, we understand. Remeir says that the Edim and the Chasima, that effectuates the get. What about Edim and Sira? How does that work? Because no one signed it. Amazing. Nobody had to sign it. And just the Edim are watching the man give it to the wife. That's all it is. So how does that work? So there's a theory in Machlokas how that works. First of all, the Rif says no. Of course, Rabbi Elazar holds Ede Chasima will work. He just says Ede Masir will also work. Now, he doesn't do away with signatures, but he even holds Ede Masir. That's the Rif. The Rif says that. Rashi says that how do you know two Edim are good for Mesira? Because you need two Edim for the Maisa. You need two Edim for the Maisa Gerish. The Rambam says the same thing. The Rambam says in Parak Aleph, Halacha Yid Gimel, Uminayin Shiyit Nenu La B'Fnei Edim. How do you know you have to give a get in front of Edim? Harehu Omer al pishnayim edim or shlosh edim yakum davar. It says in the Torah. V'i efsher shetiyezu hayom erva. It can't be today she's an erva. V'haba aleha misas bethdin. And if you have relations with her, you get misa because she's a married woman. Ulamachar and tomorrow tiyeh muteret below edim. How could that be? Has tomorrow shalom muter without edim? Lefikach im nasan lo get beino lebeina. If you give her a get, nobody sees. V'afilu be'ed echad, even one aid, eino get klal. The Rambam clearly holds like Rabbi Elazar that aidim is sira karsi. Clearly. The question is, why is the maisa of giving over the get any different than the maisa of signing the get? Is that any different? It's also a maisa. They sign the get. That effectuates the divorce. Why is this different? Hello? So, right, but the question is, where did he aid him? So the Imri Moshe says, you know why this is better? Because this is on the chalos of the Gerishim, which we all thought ourselves. And we always thought that Rav Meir makes more sense. The Eidei Chasidim make much more sense. How can you have a daker? That's not signed. Because the chalos is not the signatures. The chalos is handing it to her. That's where you need the aidim. That's Rashi, that's the Rambam, that's where you need the Edom, by the Chalos. And then the Ran has a middle approach, he says as follows. He says it's very difficult, we'll try to flush it out for a minute of time. The Ran says that once you have Edei Chasima happens first, because first you sign it, and then you give it to her. Once you have Edei Chasima, they turn into the Edei Mesira. And there are no Edei Mesira. There are no Edei Mesira. But, according to Rabbi Elazar, there has to be a signature, like the Rif said. The Rif said that it could be either or. The Ran says, no, it's not either or, it's both. You have Edei Chasima. In the Beis Din, you call to Edei, they sign it. Now, when you give it over to her, that giving over to her does not have to be witnessed. According to Rabbi Elazar, it doesn't hold. I'm sorry. According to Rabbi Elazar, Edei Mesira Karsi, but you don't need Edei. Why? The two Edei who signed it, they become the two Edim for the Mesira. They're not in the room. They're not there. The answer is, it doesn't make a difference. It's an Umdana. We know that when they signed it, they know what they're signing. They're signing a divorce. It's going to be given. Today, it's by the Baal. Tomorrow, it's by the woman. So how'd that happen? Well, it was magic? No, it wasn't magic. He gave it to her. That's the Ran. Everybody asks on the Ran, but Lamai says, no Edim. There's no Edim for this. Still, I understand that it was in his hands today and in her hands tomorrow, and we're not in a VM, and there's no magic. But Lamai said, nobody saw it. Lamai said, nobody saw it. Says Rav Chaim, that's what we said before in Amar Aleph, that Eidim HaChasumun al Ashtar, Nasa Kamisha Nechtur Edusim Abedin. It's already been scrutinized. It's already been scrutinized. The document's already been verified as authentic. Now, we're not in a VM. We don't know where it's going to go. But when she shows up with it the next morning, it's been self-authenticated by those Edom. The Shtar itself speaks about what happened. And that's what Rabbi Elazar holds. It's a little shver, because Lamaisa has no Edom. There's no witnesses to this. It's a beautiful Lamdas, but Lamaisa, where are the Edom?
Well, no, I think Lamaisa, if she has the get.
Right, so how'd she get it? Right? So the document itself says, listen, he gave it to her.
It would be better if say that Edom could come later on. Let's say if a woman got it, if a woman wants to remarry and nobody knows if she's divorced or not, well, the Edom could come and say, we know that we signed the get. But here in the case where she has the get,
right?
What would you think?
Wait, so what if she snuck it to his house and took it? So we're not choshesh for that.
He gives it to her.
Right, that's what we assume. We assume he gives it to her. We didn't see it.
No.
Yeah, but the Edom, but that's exactly the point. The point is that the doctor. What? If he gives it to her,
he personally gives it to himself.
Right.
There's no Edom.
What do you mean? No one signed it?
No, it's always signed.
It's always signed. It's always signed. So now we don't see him give it to her. Right. The answer is we don't have to see it. Why? How else did she get it? What, she came into the house and stole it? We don't think that. We think he gave it to her. So by the fact that there are signatures on it, it's now been verified in court as a valid document. Doesn't no one has to see it. No one has to see what happens afterwards now. It's all good. What?
What is the difference between
them? maybe they become very similar. Because the difference could be whether or not Eidi Mesira or Eidi Chasima. In other words, according to Rabbi Meir, the Eidi Chasima affect the deal, and according to Rabbi Elazar, it's the Eidi Chasima that become Eidi Mesira. What the Nafkamina would be, I don't know. Right, I don't know what the Nafkamina would be now. Now we've gotten down, they're not arguing, right. I don't know what the Nafkamina would be. But in theory, that's the Nafkamina. According to Rabbi Elazar, you still require Eidi Mesira. It happens to be it's the same two Eidim. But there's only the Ran. There's only the Ran anyway. There's only one out of three Mepharshim explaining Rabbi Elazar. It's only the Ran. Rambam didn't hold like that. The Rambam said straight out, you need Eidim for this. Rashi also doesn't say this. It's only the Ran in Rabbi Elazar. Okay, next. Now. So we don't have a Tana to our Mishnah. V'chi tamal olam Rabbi Elazar he, maybe really it's Rabbi Elazar. V'chi lo boy Rabbi Elazar chasim l'shma. When does Rabbi Elazar hold that you don't need chasim l'shma? That's only midaraisa. Midar Torah happens to be that you don't have to require Eidim. You don't have to require signatures. But midarabanan, of course you do, boy. Midarabanan, you do. So we're going to see that even midarabanan Rabbi Elazar holds you don't. You know why? For shloshi gittin psulin midarabanan. There are three gittin that are puzzle midarabanan. V'lo boy Rabbi Elazar chasim l'shma. And even midarabanan doesn't require signatures. What are those three gittin? Ditnan. Gimel gittin psulin. There are three gittin that are puzzle. But the im nisas havlad kasher. If the woman gets remarried, the child's not going to be a mamzer. You know why? Because midaraisa it's a valid divorce. The rabbanon came up with rules, so we're not going to be making the child a mamzer for that. What are the three cases? Gimel gittin psulin. What are the three cases? Kasav b'ksav yado. If a husband writes a get in his own handwriting and hands it to her, there's no edim, there's no signatures, nothing. He hands it to her. Midaraisa, that's a good get. The Torah says, v'kasav v'nasan. Who made up all these rules? Signatures, mesira. That's all the Rabbanan. Midaraisa, a husband could write a get and give it to his wife. So why don't we allow it? So it's a machlokas. Rashi says later on, the reason we don't allow it is because people are going to think that then the sofer could write it too. They're going to confuse the Baal with a sofer. According to Tosfos says over here, you know why? Because then you can put any date you want. You can put any date he wants. And if you can put any date he wants, it's as if it's undated. And an undated get is no good. Why is an undated get no good? Two reasons. We're going to learn Yudzayin. Two reasons. First of all, let's say he's married to his niece. He's married to his niece, which is Mutter. And then his niece does a very not nice thing. She lives with another man. And since it's a relative, well, he wants his brother's daughter to die, even though it's his wife. And she was Mazana, he doesn't want her to die. So he'll give her a get predated. Or give her a get without a date. And then when Bezin knocks on the door and says, hey, by the way, we have Aiden that you were Mazana. He says, no, look, I was divorced already when that happened. I have a get. That's one reason. The other reason is, that's one person. The other man, the Amr says, because similar thing with the Lakuchas. Right? Once there's a divorce, the husband is not allowed to sell her property anymore. Then that's not his anymore. So he'll keep on selling it, then the Lakuchas will show up. He'll say, no, she wasn't divorced yet. She was divorced after I sold it. I was still married to her. So to avoid all these problems, we put a zman. So if the husband can write a get by himself without any, it's no zman. That's what Tosfos says. Why does he have to give a different answer than Rashi? What's wrong with Rashi's answer? Well, if the husband can write it by himself, maybe the sofa can write it by himself without Eidim. The question is, how do you view the Baal? According to Tosfos, he's like a super aid. He's like the best chasim of all. So that would never confuse that with the sofa. So therefore he has to give his own reason. The reason of the zman. That's problem number one. The ain zman, the ain olav edim, yesh olav edim ebo zman. No, there are edim, but it's not, there's no date. It gets undated. Or, and that's what we just said is a problem. Yesh bo zman, there is a date, the ain bo ela eid echa. It's only one eight. Hare elu, shlosha gittin psulin. These are three gittin that apostle, v'im nisiz avlad kasher. And if the child is born, she goes ahead and remarries and has a child, the child is not a mamzer. Why? Because midaraisa, these are all valid gittin. But their mother is no good. I don't know. It's a good question, but you can't get out of the gzeres hakasav that a husband can give a get to his wife, right? You can't get out of that. So you don't really need one aid. You don't need zman. Midaraisa, you don't need the get. Doesn't have to be dated because of various chashashos. We require a date. So how could that make a mamzer? How can it midaraisa? How can it make a midaraisa mamzer? It can't. Now, Rablazer Omer, Afal Pisha Ain Love Adim El Shinosnal Bifna Adim Kosher. Even if there are no Adim, but it was given in front of Adim, he sticks to his guns. He does not require Adi Chasima. Some say it's even how could the Rif say what he said? And the Govum Rachasim Ishubadim. And also and not only that, if any land was sold, she can get it back. Why? Because she's fully divorced. She ain't Adim Chosman Allah get Elabet Tikkun Olam. The only reason why there's a signature on a get is because of Tikkun Olam. What does Tikkun Olam mean? Rashi says, because the Adim are going to die. Nobody lives forever. So what's going to happen? That we never want problem with this get later on in the future. Sign it now so we can always say, oh, I know, I remember him, or we'll find Adim to verify the signatures. If there's no signatures, there's always going to be problems. Always people are going to complain that this get is not authentic. Make them sign it, and once it's signed, there's always someone who knows somebody. Even if it's hundreds of years later, they're all dead. But even during their lifetimes, we always want to make sure that it's authentic, and therefore we make them sign. Is it ma'akev? Of course it's not ma'akev. So again, now what the Gemara is going to suggest, maybe the author is a mayor. Or mayor doesn't hold of ksiva l'shma. We'll discuss that tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.